knowledge. You have only one job, only one worry. Self-education and search for meaningful knowledge, and the question of whether or not you are learning fast enough. The more knowledgeable you are, the more lasting and sophisticated the choices you make, and the safer and more powerful you become. Restriction of knowledge has sat behind all the world's greatest mistakes and evils. It is the virus behind slavery and cults, criminal behavior, and all manners of misery. Fear. Fear is powered by lack of knowledge, lack of confidence, lack of hope, lack of self-esteem, lack of brilliance, and lack of strength in the face of enemy comes from lack of knowledge. It is an old trick. And the old saying goes, educated servant is a no good servant. I think being tricked into thinking that what schools do is teach knowledge is just about the worst thing that has ever happened. A narrated book you can rewind, re-listen to, doodle with, go on adventures with, fall asleep to, travel with, and set off on a great expedition to find the paper version at the distant library to see if there are any pictures, is a greater gift and a greater gift of wisdom. It will keep you safe. It will fuel your visions and expeditions and adventures and quests and triumphs and discoveries. Once you make your way back to school, you'll be able to see that teachers are just repeating things that they barely understand. They are just going off of a bare minimum script. They can't inspire because they don't know enough. And no. An entertaining and likable teacher is just the same thing. They can't be your friends. And you need to learn so that you are safe and can live your life without becoming torn by some damn darkness and betrayal and depression that comes along with it. Anything that tries to interfere or substitute for your pursuit of knowledge will only add to the danger of going through life with less knowledge than the cunning liars. Even teachers don't understand how important knowledge is. Most probably don't even know what it is. It comes out of the soul trapped in a book. The soul that you aim to befriend and hope to understand in full. And it comes in golden flakes, a layer at a time. When you are starting to learn for real, the flakes are little. But as your body of knowledge continues to develop, they grow in size and weight. The way you move alters. The depth of your care for strangers becomes more urgent. And every step in your life becomes more meaningful and patient. Until knowledge reaches that tipping point where you begin synthesizing your own ideas out of what you already know, and your steps slide into infinity. And as you travel unlimited roads, you begin to understand where things go wrong, and you are able to see what needs to be fixed. A world freed from poverty and greed with free basic income programs. A world where teachers can stop acting and pretending so that they may put food on the table and begin asking what education really is and how to get there. Meanwhile, the students race forward to avoid all the early mistakes described in countless paperbacks countless times. Leaning forward to race faster, they continue increasing their slope of pursuit of knowledge and quality of self-education. This is not a dream. This is not poetry. This is your world. This is your time. And we must all become wise so that the world may continue to grow in safety and in balance. This is your life.